After a few seconds, Master Skywalker acknowledged.
Copy. No change. All clear?
You're good to move, Jycella confirmed. May the Force be with you.
And with you, too, Luke answered. If something doesn't feel right...
Don't worry, Dad,
Ben said. He was standing next to Valen behind Jycella, watching the remote display over her shoulder.
No heroes here.
The voice in Jycella's earbud changed to that of her own father.
You three are already heroes, just trying this. What we don't need are dead heroes. Understood?
That goes double for you guys, Jycella said. Now can we please get this done? It's been ages since I had a decent Sanus steam.
An awkward silence fell over the channel, mostly because no one really wanted to sign off. After nearly 2 days of nerve-wracking evasion, heavy fighting, and rushed healing trances, the entire team was feeling a little punchy. The silence continued until Jycella finally sighed.
Ugh, joke, okay?
She shook her head, then added,
See you in a few.
Yes,
Jaina replied from the other end.
See you in a few.
The channel went silent again. Jycella slid a control glide down, and the blobby images of the Sith ambushers began to diminish as the spy droid retreated. The droid was barely the size of a flit gnat, but she was careful to keep its speed down to avoid drawing attention to it. This was their last chance to make the temple assault work, and if it failed, the best they could hope for would be to die fighting rather than have the Sith take them alive. Still, Jycella would not have wanted to be anywhere else. When she and Valen had volunteered to enter the temple with the first wave of Jedi, Master Skywalker himself had said that he would be proud to have the Horn siblings guarding his back, despite the Abeloth-induced psychosis that had caused them to betray him and Ben on Namjoon. And if Luke Skywalker could show that kind of loyalty to them, then Jycella could sure as the Void do the same for him. After a few seconds, a trio of yellow ghost shapes entered the thermal image and began to advance up the corridor. The two sentry blobs guarding the computer core stepped to the front of the decontamination chamber, then vanished behind the white-hot brightness of ignited lightsabers. Jycella reactivated her throat mic.
7 meters,
she said, estimating the distance to the anti-personnel mines the spy droid had detected.
Stop there!
All three figures, one small and female, the other two large and male, stopped. The taller male extended a hand, and Jycella barely managed to switch back to conventional imaging before a force-generated pressure wave triggered the first mine. A cone of orange fire shot up to mushroom against the ceiling. Then a second one erupted, and a third, and a fourth. The image on the display deteriorated into a wild blur as the shockwave sent the spy droid tumbling.
Trap defanged,
Jycella commented. She glanced back at Ben.
Good plan. Let's hope the rest works this well.
It wasn't mine alone, Ben said.